A bill that would mandate insurance companies pay for behavioral treatment for autism failed to pass the legislature last session. A renewed attempt for the upcoming session is in the works. Insurance companies do not have to cover applied behavioral analysis therapy, ABA, for children with autism. A bill pre-filed by Representative Dwight Scharnhorst of Manchester would change that. The insurance lobby spoke out against the measure last year. Scharnhorst says the therapy is more effective than opponents of the measure say it is.
We just want to make sure that there's coverage. Say someone is currently 16 years old, that they could be covered under this bill. But generally, going forward, you're going to be looking at early diagnosis as our true approach at 18 months to 2 years old, and then that therapy would be rendered much earlier in life and be much more effective, so that it would not be needed or prolonged.
Scharnhorst has the backing of House Speaker Ron Richard this time around.
Last I heard, I had four or five people from both sides of the aisle wanting to form autism bills, and I think the governor is coming up with something on his own, plus the Senate's got another bill, Scott Roop's existing bill. If it doesn't rise to the level of a compromise, then I'm sure it will get some debate. My goal was to try to get a compromise and get it to committee, but I will have something on the calendar that will have the best chance of passing quickly, and it'll be the first project out in January.
Governor Nixon and interim committees have also been working on crafting legislation since last year's measure failed. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.